Shalom Uvracha. Time is going on, and one who does not have bitachon may have more stress. We don't know which direction we're going. Things are progressing. Things are getting more complicated. But for us, we are just in this together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know He is with us. And the more we feel how much He is with us in this situation and everything in our lives, the more we will be able to go through it peacefully with His special Shemira. We will get closer to Hashem. The love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grow because we are in this together. When we are in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain. Itcha ani betzara, He is with us. But He is also with us in the most pleasant, happiest times of our lives. We're together in every situation. This is what we have to focus on. This will give us strength. This will give us the Siyata Shemaya. David HaMelech says, Goyel el Hashem yifaltehu. Give yourself over to Hashem and He will save you. Yatzilehu ki chofetz boy, the one who could try to manage by himself and be in a very fearful situation, whether it be fear for his life, for his health, for his parnosa, for his peace. If he tries to do it by himself, he's in one state. But he just gives himself over to Hashem, then Hashem will save him. It goes both ways. Hashem finds, we find favor in Hashem's eyes because we have given ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way it goes. We show our chefetz b'Hashem, our desire to be with Hashem, and Hashem reciprocates by showing His desire to be with us. David HaMelech continues that if you need a chizik in this process, what, just give myself over to Hashem, that's going to solve everything? Yes, it will. Let me prove it. Ki ato goichi mi boten. You are the one who freed me and took me out of my mother's womb. Maftichi al shtei imi. You took care of all my needs when I was on my mother's breast. Let us all think back about how we started off. We all started off as one cell, which became 2, 4, 8, 16, etc. And then it differentialized in some unbelievable fashion into all the different organs of our body. Everything exactly the way it has to be, down to the toenail. If the toenail is off, you have an ingrown toenail. You can't function. Every finger, every joint is exactly in the right place. If Chas v'Shalom is a little bit off, it's tremendous pain. Not to mention the brain, the trillions of connections in your brain, interaction, interwoven, everything in the right place with all the different dozens of neural receptors, everything working exactly how it has to work. In the heart, in our lungs, the digestive system, nervous system, etc., etc., etc. Please, soif. Goich mi beten. And then after we developed, Baruch Hashem, all the right amount of fingers and toes and everything else, we had to get out. We were in prison in the womb, and if we would have remained inside, we would have died inside the womb. And Hashem made that whole complex transition, which is very dangerous, to come out of a mother's womb. We say every day in our Shayotza, Imi poser echod mehem, o yisaseim echod mehem, which is also going on the moment of birth. The right things have to open up and others have to close down. The system we had of not breathing has to stop. The lungs have to inflate and start the process of breathing immediately. Chas v'Shalom doesn't start immediately, it's life-threatening. The process of the heart and the blood circulation, which relied on the mother, stops, disconnects, and becomes a new new life. We're all too young to see it and to appreciate it. But we know it happens. We know with our own children that it's happening. Ata goyich mi beten. You saved me and pulled me out of my mother's womb and brought me to my life without me having to do anything. Mavdich el shteimi. You gave me that nutrition that I had those first months of my life, up to a year of life. A child could survive just on that milk. Aside from all the carbohydrates, fats, minerals, vitamins, all the complicated things, complex things we need to survive are there. Even more than that, the tremendous amount of molecules that protect us against infection, inflammations, it helps those molecules help develop our immune system, the development of our organs, even seem to be the best thing for our own brain growth and nervous system. It's all encompassing, everything we need to finish our development. A human baby is born, he's not fully developed in any way. A helpless infant that can't survive by himself, more so than any other animal. Remind ourselves, we seem to be trapped. We were trapped, so much more. When we were born, we were trapped inside the womb, looked impossible. Then suddenly, the situation, think of if the baby would be able to remember the trauma, what he went through, he'd be in a state of trauma his whole life. The pachad of just going outside of the body, the danger that's involved, and the sudden change of the whole system, and that split second that we come out to bring us the new type of life, the life that's in the real world. That's what we're going through now. That's what we have to think. Give it over to Hashem. Whether your concern is about the general world situation, or whether your concern is about your personal situation. Sometimes it looks we're trapped. Like I said, in our own lives, whether it be a health issue, panos issue, shalom bayis issue, children issue, there's no shortage of things that could be around, but we're never trapped. Goy le Hashem, give it over to Hashem. Ki chofetz boy, we show that we desire Hashem, and Hashem desires us, and He will save us. This is the most powerful tool we have. And we're given the opportunity so many times a day to show to Hashem we appreciate it. When we say Ashe Yotzar, when we go out of the bathroom, remind ourselves that amazing body that He gave us as the developing fetus. And Hashem takes care of it as we grow. We know throughout life, we don't have to go into the special, like the car goes into a body shop. We don't have to go into a special shop. The shop is in there. It's constantly repairing itself, renewing, refreshing. Parts dying out, the new parts coming in, being replaced. He gave us all that nutrition, everything we had. Such a complex need that we had, and it was all that in that milk that we had. And that's on the sustenance we have throughout life is just another version of the original milk. We're concerned about panosa, concerned about our digestive system, whatever we're concerned about. Remind ourselves, shteimi, that milk that we had when we started off life, and Hashem is continuing. When we say ashrei, remind ourselves how Hashem is sustaining us and every single creation in the world has what it needs to survive. When you eat something, before and after eating, take out at least once a day, a little more time, to say, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you're running the whole world, and you brought me this thing specifically for my need, both in its taste and its texture, smell and color, and more so the nutrients that are perfectly designed for me. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we pay attention to this, the more we'll be able to goy le Hashem, give ourselves over to Hashem, and He will have a chofetz, He will have a special affinity, desire, closeness to us, and He will save us from everything that we have in Yitzhak Hashem. That will bring us our siyata shemaya for a personal geula and Yeshua, and for the geula and Yeshua of all of Klal Yisrael.